It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 803.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Monday to ya. How
are you feeling? How was your weekend? AJ?
Yeah, mate, real good. Real good from about Saturday Arvo onwards. And then, yeah, the rest of it was great.
What happened?
Oh, mate, look, between you, me, and the lamppost, I was very sick. I was vomiting because I drank too much.
So we were doing we did a Zoom just between the big media company team.
Yeah.
And I think I left. What time did I leave?
You tapped out at about only 10 minutes before we did, probably at like 10:15 something. Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, we got into the gin. I had gin. What were you drinking?
I was drinking tequila at one point. White wine. I don't know. I didn't feel I had that much. I also had a shitload of pork, so maybe my guts were full. But dude, it was it's one of those things which is kind of off the back of that. Like, there's a bit of embarrassment, just not that anything happened. Amy didn't even know it happened. I could have got away with it. But
what do you mean?
I would have known. Like, I could have spewed and then her not realize that was the thing. But
Did you spew?
Oh, it's probably like 12 o'clock. I'd got in to bed and then I got out and went to the bathroom. One spew and then straight to bed.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, but it's not the person who I want to be, Josh.
No, I get it.
So I was very much pondering that and feeling sorry for myself all Saturday, which is why I've come to the conclusion that I'm off the drink again.
Really?
I'm done. Yeah. Done. Called.
What was it about the experience that made you come to this conclusion?
Mate, it's not about that experience. I've been out the window rotating with my best mate. I'm spewing and then I go back to bed. He jumps out the window. He's spewing out the window. Like, I've done this. I've irresponsibly drank a lot of my life, and it wasn't that irresponsible on Friday. It's not like anything came from it. But as I've said many times, every one of my probably worst decisions I've made has been while intoxicated.
Yeah. Well, I've only just started drinking.
And I know, but you're picking up the baton for me, baby. You're just picking it up. Here you go. Here it is. Grab it. But the point is, it's like listening to your body. So if I'm really honest with you, I have this constant dialogue in my mind of, I know I shouldn't drink. I just shouldn't drink. And it's like, as much as I can have a glass of wine and be good and fine, I still know that it's my kryptonite. And it's weird because I wouldn't see myself as someone who has a problem with drinking. But the effect on me, it's just my kryptonite. So
do you
it's
just
like,
become a fuckwit? Is that what you're saying?
That, but...
I think you're friendly at night. Like, I think that maybe controlled at home.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I find? I find it too easy. I find that it's too easy to have a drink and feel good. Like, I see the danger in that. Because if I'm not feeling great mentally or physically, like if you're in some kind of pain, you just have a drink and you feel, better's not the term, you feel instantly different based on the liquor entering your system.
And that's obviously why it's happening so much during ISO, because it's like we want something just to take the edge off.
Yeah, and I know that you kind of just sort of position, not you, but I position some things around, like when I start wanting to drink more, I will like throw it out there more to people. But then, so for me, if I turn that off, it's like, I'm not going out anyway. It's fucking, this 2020 has been, it's in the bin, mate. It's, it's lockdown. It hasn't really, there's been no like ability. I've enjoyed it since, you know what I will say? I've enjoyed the sort of stint at home where we were having the Friday night drinks. And so I'm done at least to the end of the year.
What is it stopping you from doing alcohol, do you think?
Oh, I just, if I ever have it as an excuse to use as I'm too tired to do this or I should be doing this, it's like a little petrol for procrastination.
So it's the next day that you feel it?
Yeah, but also I don't think it. I think it's like a lot of people, it sort of unleashes the devil. Not that I'm have the devil inside me, but I definitely, like you said, the devil. Yeah, man, I'm the devil. But it, yeah, it. This is personally for me. So if you, I'm all for you doing what you want to do.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, I've been. I was the guy for 27 years or whatever that was had to justify. Not when I was that young. Like, well, I wasn't justifying when I was five. Why I don't drink? But no, like before I actually was drinking, and I do see. Yeah. I mentioned on the show only a few days ago that we were going to create a drinking culture within the business. What happens to that?
You guys still drink,
but I get it. Out. I get the pushback, especially around it feeling like this group, like it's a group bonding activity in one regard, but then it's also the same sort of energy where it's like, oh yeah, what should we do? Yeah, let's go run in front of cars. Like it's the same. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you're around me drinking, you'll have a great time. Because I am high energy, like that's a given. But then I just shit that's great usually isn't that easy. It's not to say that stuff can never be easy in life, but not sort of putting it as a challenge against yourself and not having the ability to use a substance. I mean, last year 2019 I had the whole year off, and so I only did that based on having this understanding. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to realize the lack of listening to my body that is going on when I am drinking.
Yeah. Oh, man, so, I feel like if I listened to my body right now, it would be a pretty sad story.
Yeah. And so that's where I just like, that's your battle. And I've got no fucking part of it. And because I have my own massive battle with that. And so you know that you shouldn't be just fucking eating a dirty little muffin from 7-Eleven at 4 p.m. yesterday. Me and Bodie got some, he got some chippies. I got a disgustingly soft, probably 3, 4, 5 day old. Couldn't be that soft if it didn't have, artificial shit in it. But it was great. But I just knew I didn't need it. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, if you're tapped into the dialogue in your mind, and then you're just totally ignoring it, that is the true meaning of out of alignment, I think. And so that I'm fucking out of alignment. I'm not, my fitness isn't where I want it to be. My financial situation isn't where I want it to be. My relationship's not where I want it to be. And this isn't like I'm sad about it all. It's like
taking ownership.
I have to take fucking ownership. Otherwise, it can just slip away from you. And that's where you see it. And if you're not listening to that, and it's slipping further away. Mm-hmm. I think that's when devils really start fucking coming out.
So what's the, if you've identified this, one thing is you're not going to drink. What are the other things? Have you got like a list or like, so last night I did it was a bit of a reset for me too, where I said, okay, I'm going to write down on the right hand side all of the things that I have on. That I need to get done, all my to-dos. Yeah. Then I'm going to identify, is this something that I need to speak to 97 about? Is this something I need to speak to TJ, Jess, all that sort of thing? And then on the left-hand side, did my calendar for the day, wrote out my calendar for today. So I did this last night and then went through rapid-fire calendar sections. And I felt good. Like I woke up... 6:45, was at the at my desk by 7, and then smashed out a bunch of work until 9:00, and then I had a shower at 9. So and that really helps. Like I feel the momentum. What is it for you?
I think two things. I haven't been training. Like I haven't been moving my body enough. Mm-hmm. And I know. So I could do the list and I don't have that. That usually is amazing when I'm feeling overwhelmed in my mind, which I'm not at this moment, but it's still worth doing even if you're not. Good habit to create. But exercise and no drinking for me, I think, are two things that shift me towards that next step. Like, I got up this morning early and prepared, you know, food for Amy and supporting her because, you know, she's working hard. And so, and then I jumped on the computer and started my work. And it's, in answer to your question, I think these two big shifts that then create a whole bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, I think that it's, I went out on, when was it? Was it Sunday or Saturday that I went out? Sunday.
First time, that was yesterday.
Yep. Went out for the first time. That was a big effort. I woke up and I said to Bree, I was like, just leaving the house. I said to Bree, I was like, you can, I'm like, how long are we going to be going for? And she said, an hour. I was like, yeah, looked at my empty calendar. I'm like, look, I can't do that. Like, it's too much. Maybe, also the other thing, I was like, I can't drink coffee and walk because then even though you can take the mask off or take it down when you're doing those things, I would just feel like a prick walking without the mask and drinking and all that sort of thing. And so the pleasure of having the coffee was going out the window, and so I said, oh, no, I'll I won't come. And then she got ready, and then as she was about to leave, I was like, oh, did you want me to come? She goes, yeah, I'm disappointed that you're not coming. I was like, okay, I'll come. But then obviously I had to have a shower and get ready. Like, yeah, I had my lock laces, so that was a lot quicker from a shoe perspective. But we went for about 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But, man, there has got to be the biggest mental health conundrum coming our way based on, you know, post ISO or just I just see how, just my ability to want to speak to anyone. I can't be fucked.
Yeah. So you think it's like just heightened people's distance from other humans?
I think that, or you just become very used to a certain environment and then you lose maybe some resilience around, I'm just going to enter in and see what happens. So me not ordering a coffee for the part, like, or can count maybe twice in the past 6 months or whatever it is that I've ordered coffee or done these things. Like, imagine the sensory overload, and I just felt it going down and walking outside, I felt it. And then I was thinking, man, and then just pressing the lift button and then feeling like someone was coming up it. Like, up the lift. And so I was like, abort, let's go the stairs.
And what you were saying that when you start understanding, because what you're doing is there's an awareness of what's going on inside your head. So there is a slight separation you're creating between the thinker and then you as sort of the observer.
Well, you just, you can create these really good stories. I think it's the same feeling as like when you're arguing with someone. It's the same part of you that's like, I'm not going to, you feel so in your anxiety or your stresses that you can't possibly remove yourself and get that perspective. And so I think it's like that where it's like, oh man, what I'm doing right now is irrational, but I've told this story for so long. It's so sticky, this story around going outside or all of these different things, that it's pretty impossible, you know, to make the shift.
How do you break these things? Do you want to break these things?
Yeah, I think for me, that Tiny Habits book that I read as part of the book club series, that was the first book, I think. I mean, I think that made it very clear, is the small little things that we can do, the tiny habits that then add up. And so for me, the thing around like don't eat this or don't do that or don't drink, for me the problem with it is personally that I only get the reward of the signal that I've done that when it becomes the weekend. So you're saying I'm not drinking or whatever, but then there's you're not necessarily actioning that right now. Whereas like for me, what I like to do is, okay, what's the little gesture that I can make that will show, okay, this is going to be a great day. And so for me, getting up when I said I was going to, it's like seems way smaller. Like it's throwing everything out around these big, enormous ideas of change that you're going to make. And I think that part of it is like, right, looking at what we did with 800 episodes of the Daily Talk Show, and then people ask, how do we do it? And then you realize that it's all in the process and it's all in the very small little things, that's the only way that we can do it.
I think there's also, though, as much as you don't feel like, so me right now not drinking doesn't seem like I, you know, it's fucking morning, I'm not going to be drinking.
Not this week.
If I was in, you know, if I was
last
in
week,
Hawaii,
yeah, little OJ and gin.
It can feel like there's no progress, but what I did learn from last year and the year off is that there is a period of time, and I think it's the same. So, no alcohol or some kind of physical movement per day.
Mm-hmm.
The physical movement one requires this a slight higher barrier. Because you have to physically do something. But it's almost, there is a similar version to not doing something, because the not doing something over a period of time creates a habit, and then the doing something over a period of time creates a habit. So last year, like I got to a point, I felt, and so here, there's two feelings. I exercised every second day last year for the whole entire year, didn't miss it. Even when I was sick, I'd go for a 20-minute walk or do a stretch. I felt, like it was so easy after 3-4 months of doing that. I didn't think about how much time I had, like an hour would feel like a long time for me to go for a walk right now. It's because I haven't been doing it. Last year I didn't feel like that. I'd do 45 minutes and I'd be like, that was fucking easy. I didn't feel like it was almost like I didn't get bored as much as I would right now if I went out. And then the alcohol thing, it became very easy not to drink. I just didn't feel like it. And so there is a version of those two that have similar qualities, I think.
Yeah. And so what's the, do you feel like it's a strong enough commitment?
Yeah, definitely. Like, think about it. You've asked me a bunch of times and earlier on, like, you asked me, what are you doing this year after? And I was like, I don't really have an answer. That's the problem. If you don't know, I don't have a fucking answer. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm up for tequila on Friday night, baby. And so when I say to the end of the year, I'm done, I will. I've proved to myself that I can. That's all that matters, really. And so it's
why all in? Why all or nothing?
No, I think that's where I think it takes time to work out the in between.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're looking at it, like last year I did it, came back, gave it a good nudge, just didn't have any sort of boundaries to it. Noticed when I should have probably had a week off or two, and then did that. But
wait, so when was were you drinking? You weren't drinking 2019, were you? No,
not at all. No, just
and the so
start
the thing
of the
is,
year.
So you did a whole last year. You weren't drinking at all. You then 2020 get back to drinking. Why is it that now you're saying I'm not drinking again rather than I'm only going to drink Saturday nights?
I think I find it easier to just not drink at all than to drink on, say that Saturday nights is the thing.
I think that you and I are very similar. Like for me, it's about food. Like that's my biggest criticism around people that say, oh, it's just balance, just have a little bit of that thing, where it's like, I don't know whether this is right or wrong, but I have a better outcome typically when I'm adamant this is what I'm eating, this is what I'm not eating. And because the gray area just means, oh, you can, yeah, sure, one, like,
yeah,
it's like even like not having rules. Like I said, this week I'm going to be healthier in my eating, but I know that I won't necessarily win in a massive way this week on that, because it's like I had a coffee and a protein ball, and then just before we started I was like, oh, should I have a protein ball, another protein ball? And I was like, oh, should I? No. Like the question was there. I could have one or I couldn't have one. I hadn't created enough of a system that said, no, you have one thing at this time and then you have another thing at this time. And so, like, I think that rules make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And then the... Because... And that's why, yeah, the emotion tied up in it is unique to each person. Similar, you know, people have similar emotional connection to different things, alcohol or food.
Mm-hmm.
But mine's not like yours it is to food, and yours isn't like mine is to alcohol. So it's, yeah. It just definitely works just going nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Amy likes it better.
Yeah.
That's me. What she's saying is, I like you as a person when you're not drinking.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Why do you think that is?
Oh, I know it. It's. I'm more irritable. I'm more short or snappy.
Did you throw the toy car again?
No, I didn't. I actually did. Built a toy house. We built a cardboard. And then
threw it against the wall.
You fucking keep going. Let's go over there and smash this house. Bodie's not here. He gets home. His house has been smashed down.
So what is Is it because you've talked about it before where Amy said, oh, you've been drinking, like you, the next day, you've had a drink, which it can obviously be very triggering. But what was it? What's the conversation that you have with Amy where it's like, oh, yeah, no, this is better if you don't drink?
I think I just know the characteristics of myself well enough to understand that they don't go when I don't drink, but I definitely feel more in control of my emotional state. Don't have to work as hard to be less reactive or,
So is it the day after? Is part of it the time of drinking as well? Like, I could imagine, haven't been drinking
the next day, even if you don't.
Day of? Like, is it like when you're actually in it? Mm. Do you find that it's more problematic the day after or during?
Oh yeah. It's more the effects it has on the sober version of yourself.
Oh, interesting.
After, so for me, yeah, sure, I've got fired up a few times when I've been drinking or got in arguments with people or even like Amy. It's like, and it's just, you can tell it's just the volume on your emotion is up and it's
and so purely could based you on then, alcohol. So if you knew that, okay, on Fridays I'm having a drink, are there then mechanisms like when you woke up on Saturday, I feel like you're self-aware enough around the issue now that you could say, this is the state that I'm feeling?
Yeah. 100%. So here's that version that makes sense is I could drink on holidays. Like if our thing as a business was every 3 months, we take a week off. If I'm away and think about what you do on holidays.
Irritable only on holidays, is that the rule?
No, you just
crack it on.
You just can relax and you're not doing anything. That's not really.
Isn't that the real? Anyway, I feel like you've created a story around holidays after you've got a kid. Fucking, you're going to be
Sorry, I haven't been on holiday in 3 years. I'm talking absolute shit.
Yeah, I think that you're speaking about a previous time. But if you think about it, the holidays, it's just going to be heightened. It's going to be like.
Yeah, true.
Bodie's fucking. He's gone into the pool. Oh, shit. He's shit himself. Fuck.
Yeah. I just don't think anyone is as optimal in a post drinking or drinking state, like optimal as meaning the best version of themselves that they can be.
And so is there a way through habits the next day, this is why I'm wondering, where you could actually work against that or work with it and be aware of it to a point where you actually, it's like, okay, days after I drink, I need to be doing the gratitude stuff. Like how much of it, is there guilt in there as well?
No, but I think the scary bit about it is like, I think it completely, the feeling of after drinking, my mind is scattered.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the effects on my, just, you know, like when my thinking, I feel the effects on my thinking where I can, you know, you the internal chatter, not that it's it goes negative, but it's just like it's fucking cloudy and I'm not making good decisions. And so, yeah, sure, you could, if I drink, I exercise the next morning regardless. If I, but I don't want it that much. I don't think like that. I would rather have it as no drinking and exercising each day.
Do you know what like a successful weekend looks like?
Weekend?
Yeah.
Lockdown or post-lockdown?
Yeah, no, just right now. Right, like when you woke up on Saturday, did you know what you were going to do and what the day sort of what entailed?
Oh, I knew that I'd be hanging in bed, staying with Bodhi. I had, not that day, but I knew what the weekend, I wanted to build this cardboard house out of his bed box, the boxes that his bed came in. We've built this thing that you could come over, Josh. No, you can't, but you could come over for a cup of tea in his house. Uh-huh. That's how big
wow,
it is.
Wow, that's huge. It's, I mean, it's big. So,
three person.
Because I always found Sundays used to be my least favorite day, or like the Sundays was the day that I was going to have a meltdown based on nothing to do. And that like I would be like, I'm not going to do anything on Sundays. And I would wake up and then like my monkey mind would be like, oh, thinking about or tinkering on stuff and being like, oh, hang on, did we do that thing or what happened with that thing? Or and then it just becomes a clusterfuck.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like it's there's some elements that you can't explain. Food is your kryptonite 100%. Mm-hmm. It's and it's not mine. I can't understand that for you. Mm-hmm. And so if there's something in alcohol that is a kryptonite for me that just shifts shit, makes me throw out things, would make me break a other habit. So even if I'm creating new ones around drinking, I would fucking be more likely to break some other habit that I've set in place. It's like I'd be more willing to be dishonest with my own self and that internal voice. And so that, like at that point, it's like, fuck, if that is the chatter in your mind, it's probably worth
get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Probably worth just cutting that out. And fuck, I've done enough of it in my life, dude.
Mm-hmm. And so is it forever? Like, what's the,
I don't know.
I can see the frustrations in, off, on, off, on. Like, it's not too dissimilar to a yo-yo diet, isn't it? Like, it's like, oh, you know, I go off for it. I'm going to feel good for 8 or 9 months. And then I'm like, I'm back and I'm not feeling good again. And, and
100%.
Then,
and so if that's the thing, I guess, you know, having the podcast, if we talk about shit, it's like I'm always thinking about what people would be thinking if I was drinking next week.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good mechanism to pull your head in, but yeah. So if I am drinking, you know that everything I said isn't changing just because I took fucking 6 months or a year off. I think that's just
what do you mean?
Reality of it all, right? So if I am drinking, I'm feeling I am definitely out of alignment.
So if you're drinking, do you think like having friends saying, "Hey, are you okay?" Like is that? Does that become?
Oh, yeah. No, but you think you so immediately, I'd fucking throw a bottle at you. Immediately, I'd be like, "Ah, oh, that's you fucking. That's like annoying. It's like, you know, you just
because you
someone
know it.
Says you might like be eating that chocolate bar. Fuck no, you idiot. Break their neck. But I want to.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but then if I was to, I think there's a problem for people that don't have a what would be deemed as a serious version of a problem, but it's still a fucking problem for them. And so, I mean, everyone who has a serious alcohol problem should be helped, you know, and given the attention and love they need.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the middle ground, which is, I think, kids in Australia that have come up and there's a drinking culture in this country and that's just what it is. And and there's a bunch that are just getting by. Like I'm getting by. There's no doubt about it. I'm functional and fucking doing my thing. But that doesn't mean that I don't think differently in my own mind about my own actions. And so I need to just give it attention, the attention that it needs from myself. And so yeah, bro.
And for me, my project is obviously the baseball stuff. being yeah. true and accountable.
What's your are you out of alignment? Do you feel in alignment with
I watched hours of baseball over the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
That seemed in alignment.
And
sitting on the couch, loving it. Loving
you know,
it.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the medical dude for like the infectious disease dude that was with Trump a lot, and then all of a sudden they stopped speaking.
Yeah.
So Dr. Fauci did the first pitch throw for the US baseball season.
Classic. This year, 2020 season.
It's so funny to think him? That, yeah, like...
What did he have to do with anything?
It feels so funny to think that Dr. Fauci, I get it. It's like, it's a good way from like a community engagement perspective, getting in front, but I can't help but think that he's one step away from having an Instagram account where he's an influencer and he's like selling medical products on Insta. It's very funny. You should go watch the video, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Does he at least give it a nice?
It was horrendous, horrendous pitch. I also,
a lot of pressure.
I listened to Taylor Swift. I was going to say in true basic bitch form, but I was going to filter myself, but the sentence didn't make sense. I've been listening to Taylor Swift's new album, loving it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's a basic bitch thing to just spend the weekend watching baseball and listening to T-Swift. Yeah.
Well, it's very hard to do both, but yeah, Folklore.
Good.
It's a great, great album. Very good.
What's, I mean, not that this show's a album review show, but if we were to just go a bit video hits right now or MTV, what is it, like you're a big Taylor guy.
Mm-hmm.
What, her last album that I feel like there was some serious bangers on that, but at the start people weren't like, oh, what's going on here, Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
But then you're like, oh, I see what's going on here, Taylor. Do you understand it straight away?
No, I need to spend time with the lyrics. I'm not much of a lyrics guy, but I love listening. So it takes probably 6 months and they'll be like, oh, I know what this song's about.
Yeah.
And so I'm not there yet, obviously, at the moment. I'm like, who's this guy singing?
Yeah. Well, Kanye West is about to release his album. Yeah. Is he in it?
Yeah.
Any other collabs?
Not sure, but I just heard that. I said, who's the dude? I said to Brent, she said, Bon Iver or whatever. I said, I didn't realize he was so old.
Mm.
Did you know Bon Iver or Bon Iver is old?
Yeah, I mean, it's not my type of music, but
I just remember listening to him when I was trying to be cool in year 12.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a fair while ago. The Kanye West was meant to release his album on Friday. Who knows if it was because Taylor secretly dropped hers before he did. But he's the same. His music, when he releases it, I give it like... I give it probably 3 or 4 listens through all the way.
Before you realise it's about Chick-fil-A.
Before I'm like, how is he saying the most basic shit, but I think it's fucking genius. He's running some kind of shit fucking racket here. What is going on?
See that he apologised to Kim?
Yeah, dude. He's got bipolar.
It's good that he apologised, though.
It's so good. On Twitter.
Yeah.
I wonder if he actually apologised in real life.
Could you start doing it post-drink? You could have on Saturday just been doing it. Love to see you more active on Twitter.
I spoke to Amy briefly about this, but I feel like this show helps me sort of synthesize my thinking by just
talking. Did you just say, hey, listen to the podcast?
No, I did say I said I'm thinking about it. And I was going through it in my mind. And I was even going through it in my mind last night while trying to get to sleep, but I couldn't get to sleep because I had a coffee at 4 p.m. So
and a muffin.
And and editing bright footage, you know, at 10 p.m. That also does it. But anyway.
When I was listening to the baseball, there was a moment where the commentators were having a bit of a bitch session. And
maybe baseball is a real... Bitchy sport,
maybe.
Bitchy sport.
But I, they didn't think that they were to air, I don't think.
Oh, no.
I recorded it or whatever. But it was great. But it got me thinking, did you ever have a moment in regional radio where you accidentally went to air?
Oh, yeah, but not bad. Like, not anything that shouldn't have been said.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that shouldn't have been said. It was, yeah, just definitely, like, conversation that I just forgot to put the faders down. But nothing bad. I mean, you just, that's... Oh. But then again, I never, like, I swear a lot and I never even said shit on the radio. Somehow I had this thing where I just, like, switched it off. It was bizarre. Mm-hmm. I've been fucking swearing all my life. Real bad. But, I don't know, maybe it was... wanted to keep my job. Not allowed to. It is literally the one thing you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Is swear. So
I also want to make sure that I'm drinking more water. I feel like I'm licking my lips like I'm real. Today. Yeah. Where'd you get your coffee from?
No, that was tea. I just got plunger coffee. Mm-hmm. I don't have the car today, so I couldn't even drive down. Can't be bothered leaving the house.
I get it.
For a coffee, to go to get a coffee.
I get it. Home. All right.
You know.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. If you've got any thoughts on all this drinking stuff.
Yeah, what's your situation? Are you having that same sort of internal dialogue, but you're not listening? Because it's okay. I fucking relate hard.
Mm-hmm. And then whilst we're actually live streaming right now on YouTube, we're doing that more because you're at home and I'm at home.
Yeah.
Victoria, the Premier, just announced over 500 new cases of COVID, which is, that's a daily record for our state.
Yeah, it's the biggest, 532 new cases. That's the biggest amount.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. But everyone's wearing their masks. Everyone's looking very cool in their trendy masks. We have we got three different masks. We got the ones from Bree's dad. They were very sort of medical or like industrial. Then we got one from the cafe. They were doing cafe. Them handmade.
They're
the
doing,
lady used to be a travel agent, and because she no longer can do that, she was making masks. Friends of
good on her.
The lady at the cafe, so that was nice. Good and then you. We bought two black masks from Gorman. You know Gorman, the female clothing brand?
Yeah.
Is it Gorman's maybe?
Gorman, yeah.
But anyway, they it was very interesting. Like we bought them from there and it came in just an envelope. No branding at all. Just the masks in plastic with like a made in China thing. Like it just was interesting because I was like, you would assume coming from a brand, consistency perspective, that they would sort of have it like it would feel like a certain sort of thing. But it was interesting that it was just very utilitarian. It was like almost I'd got them from Alibaba or some shit.
Yeah.
And they're
people are doing that. I'm sure brands are doing that. There's a few ones that are... Mr. Simple, they're doing a really great one.
Mm-hmm.
Bonds did one. I think they sold out a heap of theirs. Yeah. But, I mean, they could get away with just a very basic one.
In the chat, Calvin's asking about my glasses and the fog. Still haven't worked out a good solution.
I heard someone say something about some tissue paper. Seal it,
yeah.
Tissue paper at the top. Try that. I mean, just try putting a line. I mean, it's a bit fucking a lot of admin.
Too much admin. I prefer just to stay at home. Seriously.
Yeah.
It is, even though I'm like, wear your mask and all that sort of thing, I understand that's a little annoying.
Yeah, I understand if you want to stay at home because you can't be bothered wearing your mask, which is doing the same thing as what.
But man, it's fucking our bodies. Bree's had to go to the physio. Not the mask, not fucking our bodies, but just being at home all the time.
Yeah, I mean, Sev's has done his hamstrings. It's too much activity.
Yeah, and because I've gotten the good chair, the one good chair in the house.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if it was because she was working from the...
The couch?
The couch. Could be.
Oh, God.
Anyway, all right.
All right, legends.
The Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.